The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, because it neither sees nor knows them. But you know him, because he remains with you, and I will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live and you will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." The Gospel of the Lord. Now, just to begin with a smile on our faces this evening, probably a little story you heard many times before, but it so happened that a pope and a lawyer died at the same time and then ended up in heaven. And a few days after they arrived there, the pope began to notice that the lawyer was being much better treated than he was. For example, he had a much nicer house and he had more servants and so on. So the pope was wondering, and he went to see Peter, and he said to Peter, "I don't understand," he said. "The pope," he said, "this lawyer that arrived the same time as me, he got a much better deal than I got. How come?" And Peter said, "Well, you see, Holy Father," he says, "we've got many popes here, but he's the first lawyer that ever made it to heaven." Now, I got nothing against lawyers, believe me, but it just comes up because in the Gospel this evening, Jesus referred to the Holy Spirit as an advocate, and we very often call an advocate a lawyer, so that's how that story came to mind. Now, I want to briefly point out some things in the Gospel to you, because that will give you a better understanding of the Gospel, and it's good if when you look more in detail at it. In the first line, Jesus says to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." And we go down almost to the last line, and we read again, "Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me." So this is called what we might call in the Gospel an inclusion, characterized by reverse parallelism. In other words, saying the same thing, but in more or less in the same way, but reversed parallelism. We get that again later on in the Gospel, and there's in fact in the Gospel this evening, there's three examples of that. Now you notice in the Gospel too a very important thing. Jesus promises to send us the Advocate, the Holy Spirit. And he says, and he will remain with you, and I will be with you. So the Holy Spirit and Jesus are the same person. He will be with you, and I will be with you. So Jesus alternates the expression, I'm going to send the Spirit with, and I myself shall return. So you see all the reverse parallelisms. Because the Holy Spirit and Jesus are the same person. And that makes, I sometimes think, when you look at the gospel and look a little bit at the background, it makes it much more interesting. And then we read in the gospel again, because the advocate is the Spirit of truth. And what do we always want to hear? We want to hear the truth. Nothing, and that's very important. Now, got to go back again to the time of Jesus in the Mediterranean culture to get a better understanding of what we find in the gospel this evening of John's repetitive style. Because in the time of Jesus, secrecy, lying, and deception were an integral part of life and of the everyday culture. And it was based on the fact that people lived in families and extended families, and more or less everybody in the village. And anybody outside the village had no right to know anything, or in fact, in some ways, to know the truth. And that's why we have the commandment, thou shalt not take the name of God in vain. And that's what that means, and that is why we have that commandment, because it meant that people were taking the name of God in vain and swearing or asking God to be my witness and telling a lie and asking God to witness a lie. Today, we call that perjury. You know, if you go to court, you put your hand in the Bible and you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So, again, put that back now into the 21st century. Depending on which news channel you watch or which paper you read for your news or for your information, do we ever really get the truth? It's very, as you know, it's very biased depending on who you listen to. When our leaders speak to us, do we get the truth? To get the truth is very important. And that's where Jesus comes in. He says, I will not leave you orphans. Yes, I know, we've heard this many times before. And we're apt to take it with, as we say, a pinch of salt. Maybe it goes in one ear and out the other one. And we never give it maybe much thought. But I ask you a question this evening. Do you really believe that? That God is with you, God is within you, Jesus is within you, and you're never, never on your own. Do you, listening to me this evening, do you really believe that, or is it just something, I've heard this before, I've heard it many times, I believe it. Well, if you do, what difference does it make in your life? Does it make any difference in your life at all? And if the answer is, well, be honest, if the honest answer is, well, not really, I believe it, but, you know, it doesn't make any great difference in my life. Well, if you really believe that Jesus is living within you and in you, surely it has to make a difference in your life. It has to. if you really believe that. And so if you really believe that, you have an antidote against loneliness. You have a great help or a great assistance to coping that comes along. You have a strength to cope with problems and difficulties. And indeed, don't we all of us at this moment, and especially at this time, many of you listening to me this evening, you have problems that you never had before, and you never thought you would have. You're in a situation, in a unique situation, and we're all in that situation. I never ever thought in my 56 years that I would end up preaching or talking or celebrating Mass in an empty church, apart from the couple of people here who have come to sing and to read. I never ever thought, even in the slightest way in my dreams, envisage or visualize that happening. And here it's a fact. Many of you listening to me this evening never thought that you'd come to a situation in your life when you'd be worried about, can I pay my mortgage? You never thought maybe that you would be out of work. You felt you had a secure job for life, and now guess what? You're unemployed. And for many people in this country, they have no guarantee that they will have a job to go back to. And when people say to me today, and I'm sure to you, I can't wait till we get back to normal. I don't see us getting back to any kind of normalcy of what we were used to for a long time. And that's where Jesus comes in this evening. He says, I am with you, and I will not leave you orphans. What a beautiful thing to say. I will not leave you orphans. And there's another beautiful lesson to be learned from that. Why did Jesus say that? Because of love, because he loved us. And I often say to people when I'm celebrating a funeral mass and they're saying goodbye to somebody who loved them, love does not die, love does not cease. And the Spirit lives on. And if you're in the situation where you have lost a loved one and you feel the loneliness and the emptiness that brings in your life, remember that person is now living as a spirit with Jesus, with God. And where is God? Within you. And your loved one, because now he or she is a pure spirit, is living within you. You possibly have never thought of that, but I find that a very, very consoling thought.